Now for the remaining fetters, and we'll deal with them much more briefly. Second, doubt or indecision. This is not doubt in the intellectual sense, not in the sense of suspension of belief or judgment. Doubt here, indecision here, means unwillingness to commit to oneself. Unwillingness, if you like, to take the plunge. It means holding back when there's no reason for holding back. It means holding back even when one sees good reasons for not holding back. And here we may say, with this second fetter, the gravitational pull of the conditioned is at work with a vengeance. There are lots of people who are interested in the spiritual life, interested in the higher evolution, interested in Buddhism, come to lectures, come to classes, perhaps quite a long time, but they won't commit themselves, they won't throw themselves in. At best, they'll, as it were, just stretch out their toe and just dip it into the water to feel how hot or how cold it is, and then they draw it back. But even if they do venture in, they like to fasten themselves rather tightly, rather securely, to a good strong post on the shore, so they don't get really carried away, and can perhaps have the best of both worlds. They won't throw themselves in, and very often it's because they're just afraid. They agree perhaps with everything that you say, but they won't really accept it, won't really try to put it into practice. And this is because they're strongly bound by the second fetter, the fetter of doubt, the fetter of indecision.